praise God for this blessed opportunity to be with you once again. And you got to bear with me once again. Yesterday we were looking from Old Testament, and this morning we are going to learn something from New Testament. So please turn with me to Colossians chapter 3. Colossians chapter 3. And we had a wonderful singing, and we fathers all have received gifts, and we want to thank the assembly for doing that. Anyway, happy Father's Day. Colossians chapter 3 verse 1 and 2, I will read in the beginning, and depending upon the time, I will expound the following verses. Chapter 3 verse 1, if you then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sits on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. We know that the book of Colossians is written by Paul. And before writing this epistle, he has never visited Colossae. If you notice any Pauline epistles in the New Testament, the first few chapters he would deal with profound theological issues. Then last few chapters, we have some practical application for our daily living. That is true of the book of Romans. First 11 chapters dealing with different theological issues. That is true of Ephesians chapter 1 to 3, we have profound theological subjects. That is the same pattern in the book of Colossians also. Chapter 1 and 2, we have Christological issues. 3 and 4, we have practical application. So we need doctrine and we need practice. Both are equally important. So true living is both believing and behaving. Creed and credentials. Both are needed. Without doctrine, there is no practice. Today's young people do not want to hear doctrines. They say, brother, share some devotional thoughts. There is no devotional thought apart from doctrines. And that is the same pattern of Paul. You see, any Pauline epistle, he would deal with theological subjects. Then we have practical matters. The book of Colossians is one of the hardest epistles in the New Testament. The another hardest epistle is the book of Hebrews. In both these two epistles, the subject matter is almost same. In Colossians, all sufficiency and the preeminent Christ. The preeminent Christ and the all sufficiency in Christ. Look at chapter 1 verse 17. Chapter 1 verse 17. And he is before all things, and by him all things consist. Verse 16, by him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible or invisible. He is the creator God. He is the preeminent one. You see the preeminent one in your life? And the other wants to say, apart from Christ, there is no spiritual life. Some people were trying to creep in the church of God and say, you need to have some extra knowledge to lead a spiritual life. Some Gnosticism. Gnostic teachers were trying to creep in the church of God. There were so many other heresies also we can see. Asceticism, legalism. You need to escape from the normal life, run away from this normal life, lead an ascetic life, then only you will be able to be spiritual. And Paul says, no, apart from Christ, there is no spiritual life. He should be the preeminent one. That is the theme in this book. That is the same subject matter in the book of Hebrews also. He is the superior one. He is greater than Joshua. He is greater than Aaron. He is greater than Melchizedek. He is greater than Solomon. He is greater than the sanctuary. In chapter 10 of Hebrews, we have the Old Testament sacrificial system. Christ is greater than the Old Testament sacrifices. He is greater than the heroes of faith in chapter 11. We have we have a great list from starting from Abel. Then the author of Hebrews says in chapter 12, don't look into all those people, but looking into Jesus, who is the author and finisher of our faith. This morning, let me tell you, there is no spiritual life apart from Christ. That is the subject matter in the book of Colossians. So as I told you, first two chapters are dealing with theological matters. Then he comes to the practical application. Chapter 3, look at the first word. You know, in KJV, it's a poor rendering. In NIV and other translation, you can see verse 1, since you are risen with Christ, not if you then. Since you are risen with Christ, seek those which are above. In the book of Romans, we were sinners, alienated, strangers. When you come to Corinthians, we are the temple of God. You come to Galatians, chapter 2, verse 20. I have been crucified with Christ. It's no longer I who liveth, Christ who lives in me. In the book of Ephesians, we are seated on the heavenlies. Then in Philippians, chapter 3, we see our citizenship is in heaven. In Colossians chapter 2 verse 20, we are dead with him. Then chapter 3 verse 1, we are resurrected with him. This morning, let me tell you, though we live in this mortal body, we are resurrected beings. Paul makes it more clear in Ephesians chapter 2 verse 1, we were dead in sins and trespasses, and the Lord has raised us from there. Who are we? We are resurrected beings. We are spiritually raised children of God. We were dead people. Our position was in a spiritual graveyard. We were stinking people. And the Lord has raised us from there. Today, we are seated in the heavenly places. What a position is that? But many a time we forget that. Who are we this morning? We are resurrected beings. What a great privilege for us to be called the children of God. Behold, what manner of love the Father has shown unto us, that we should be called the children of God. What a position is that? The Creator God is our Father in heaven. Sometimes I wonder, we are God's children. Have you ever thought of your standard in your life? The Bible says we are risen with him. Have you ever thought of the value of it? We are the children of God. The Creator, the omnipotent El Shaddai, Almighty God, is our Father in heaven, dear Papa. Imagine what a privilege is that. Sometimes I wonder. Imagine if you are son or daughter of Ohio governor or US president. Children, imagine. You will always keep that standard in your life, in your dealing, in your lifestyle. Because my father has a great position and I will try to live up to that name. I will never do anything in my life that would carry a bad name for my father or for his position. Leave it. Leave that subject. Who are we? We are the children of God. The God of this universe is our Father in heaven. This morning, that's the thought I want to leave with you. We are his children. We need to keep up that standard in our life. And the Bible makes it more clear. We are risen with Christ. Romans chapter 6 verse 4 says, we are dead, we are buried, and we are raised, we are risen with Christ, so that you and I may walk in newness of life. Normally we take that verse at the time of waters of baptism. But not at that time, when we believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, we are dead with Him. We are dead to sin. And we are buried with Him. And we are risen with Him, so that you and I may walk in newness of life. The Spirit of God is giving some exhortation in this chapter. Since we are risen with Christ, what is the first exhortation? Look at here. What is the first exhortation? Seek those things which are above, where Christ sits on the right hand of God. Since we are risen with Christ, we need to put up our mind on things above. 2000 years back, the Spirit of God knew very well what is the basic problem with every child of God. You know what is our problem? Many a time we are downward in our lives. We are not upward. So the Spirit of God has written down 2000 years back for every child of God. Since you are risen with Christ, since you are seated in the heavenly places, since you are a citizen of heaven, put up your mind on things above. But our problem is that we are downward. Many a time we are confined with the things of this world. What about my house? What about my rent? What about my job? What about my children? What about my debts? What about my car and all the money? What about this and that? We are worried about 101 things. And the Spirit of God is saying this morning, put up your mind on things above. But when I look at believers, we claim that we are children of God, but many a time we are worried about 101 things. Our priorities many a time is downward, not upward. We are worried about so many things. There is no satisfaction in life because many a time we are downward. You know, first time when I was flying, first experience, I can't forget that experience. When I was a small boy, I used to go to my capital in my state to receive my brother who comes from Middle East. So I would take the ticket to go to the gallery, and I would watch how this huge metallic piece flies in the skies and lands and again takes off. I used to wonder sometimes. First time when I was flying, it was in 2001. I got into the flight. It was from Calcutta. It's a very hot, polluted and humid, congested city. It was a hot season. So I was so excited. First time experience, okay? Don't feel bad. So I got into the flight, and I never thought inside the flight it looks like a banqueting hall, because never I got into the flight before that. And the air hostess said, "Namaskar, come inside." I got a window seat, and they asked us to put the belt. They gave some juice and chocolates and all that. I was so happy. Oh, very good. So inside it was full AC. First experience. So I got a window seat. After some announcement, the flight took off. So I looked down. My, I was so happy. Huge houses looked very small. And the flight took on a higher ground. India's largest highway, the Grand Trunk Road, built by Britishers, looked like very small road. And the flight took on a higher ground. Again, I looked down. My, huge trucks looked like your toys, children play. And we have the Ganges River running through Calcutta City, and it looked like a small brook. And the flight took on a higher ground. Again, I looked down. My, big gigantic houses, big mountains looked very small and trivial. And after some time again I looked down. I could not see anything, only clouds were there. Why? Because I was flying in the sky. This morning, let me tell you, my brothers and sisters, when you look at things from above, from a heavenly perspective, all these earthly matters will look very small and trivial in your life. But if you are downward, if you give priority for your job and your house and the earthly things here, you can never put up a mind on things above. Look at your job and all the things the Lord has given to you on this earth. Look at from a heavenly perspective. Look at everything from above. Then all these things will be small. An aircraft is designed in such a way that it should fly in the sky, not for running through this road in Powell, or what do you call, I don't know this place, Powell or New Albany or Dublin, these are the places. Mansfield, no? Yeah? An aircraft is designed in such a way it should fly in the sky. You and I are resurrected beings. Spiritually, we are raised and we are seated in the heavenly places. We are children of God. Put up your mind on things above. But our problem, though we are saved, we are children of God, we give priority for the earthly matters. You know, the second verse is very clear here. Set your affection. Set your mind on things above, not on things on the earth. This is the basic problem with every child of God. We are God's children. We teach and preach, yes, we are seated on the heavenly places with the Lord. Look at verse 3 and 4, it is there, it is written, you are dead and your life is deposited with Christ in God. The Lord is going to come, but still we are downward in our lives. We want all the pleasures of this earth and we want to go to heaven. You know, we often travel to northeastern states in India, and people, especially the people there, they eat pork a lot. Here in US also I have seen people eat pork a lot. No problem, I do eat. But in northeastern part of India, they eat anything and everything. I don't want to mention those names. Yeah, you give them any moving creatures, they will eat. Apart from people. Yeah. So we often go for meetings there. We see these dirty swines everywhere. Pigs everywhere. Have you observed the pigs? Yeah, you should observe them. Some of them are so dirty. And these people catch somehow, you know, very difficult to catch a swine. 4 or 5 people. Oh, with much difficulty, they will tie these 4 legs. Have you observed these swines? They never look up. Swines never look up. Always, what garbage I can enjoy from this trash. Swines are like that. What garbage, what, in Hindi we say kachra, what I can enjoy from here. And swines never look up. You should notice them. But you know, once in his life he looks up. These 4 or 5 people, somehow they will tie these 4 legs and they will put a bamboo inside, and you can see it's going like this. And that is the time the swine looks up. I hope you understand what I'm talking. And by the time is over. Swine's time is over. It's swines never look up. That's what exactly the Spirit of God is saying here. Children of God, put up your mind on things above. When we have everything, when everything is fine, we never look up. We have no time for prayer. We have no time for godly things. We have no time to read the Bible. We have no time for the Lord. You know, last year I happened to get into an ICU of a hospital. My nephew, my sister's son, only one son, both his kidneys are failed and they are in the ministry in a city called Ranchi. And the main nurse in that ICU session, he was a believer and he took me inside. And my nephew was on dialysis. And I saw many other people, you know, some are on ventilator, some others on, dialysis. And people were lying there. And outside it is written ICU. What is ICU? Intensive. Some doctors are sitting here, they know what I'm talking. The other day someone said it is not an intensive care unit, it is ICU. And that is the time we need God. Lord, I see you from here. When we need, when we want, we need God. All other times, when things go fine, we don't need God. We don't have time for God. This morning, the Spirit of God is telling to each one of us, since you are risen with Christ, put up your mind on things above. There is a reason for that. Look at verse 4. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall you also appear with him in glory. What a blessed hope you and I have this morning. That's why we need to put up our mind on things above. Because we are destined to that place. We are going to be with the Lord. We don't belong to this place. We are strangers and pilgrims for a while here. We are not going to be here for long. But still, we are downward in our lives. We have no time for the Lord. When everything goes fine, everything is fine. We don't need God. But when we are in trouble, we need God. And the Lord says, your time is over. What are our priorities this morning? Where is our mind? And the Lord is saying, the Lord, he is going to come. When he comes, we shall be like him. When he shall appear, we are also going to appear him in glory. You know, I'm proud to be a Brethren Assembly evangelist, because when I studied the history and theology, it was the Brethren Assembly teachers who developed this particular branch of theology, eschatology. And we preach that the Lord is going to come, but in reality, how many of us believe that the Lord is going to come? Are we ready to meet him? We belong to that place, but in our day-to-day life, we don't demonstrate a life that shows that the Lord is going to come at any time. We are so confined to this world. We are so confined to the pleasures of this world. We are so confined to the facilities and the resources and the transitory enjoyment that we get in this world. Many years back, I still remember, I was teaching more than 200 children in a Sunday school program in Dubai. In Sunday school, they have many children. I was teaching that old song. You might remember, Heaven is a Wonderful Place. You know that song? Heaven is a wonderful place filled with glory and grace. After the song, one naughty fellow got up from the front and said, Uncle, I don't believe that heaven is a wonderful place. Dubai is a wonderful place. That gave me a wonderful thought. For him, Dubai is a wonderful place.
Yes, it's a good place to see. In reality, for many of us, Columbus may be a good place. New York may be a good place. Dallas may be a good place. America may be a good place. And we have our own idea of heaven. And in reality, we don't believe in our day-to-day life. We don't believe that heaven is a wonderful place. We sing. Yeah, sometimes when we sing also, we lie to the Lord. You know that? I often tell young people. This morning we were singing what? What song? I see the stars. I hear the mighty. Do we have time to go out and see? Look at the sky. I see the stars and high. In India, you know, we many young people go. They don't go out and see because they have no time because they are so busy inside the house. They see stars. You know what is stars? Star movies and star sports and so many other stars they watch. While we sing the song, also we tell lies. I surrender all. We tell lies to the Lord. I surrender all. Where have we surrendered all our beings to the Lord? Heaven is a wonderful place. Yes, it's a wonderful place. The Lord is going to come. This morning, one thought. Since you are risen with Christ, put up your mind on things above. Come with me to a remote passage in the Old Testament, Haggai chapter 1. Haggai. If someone takes, please read that verse 4, 5. Haggai chapter 1. Haggai chapter 1. Someone read for me. 1 verse 4 and 5 in the beginning.
Is it time for yourself to dwell in your paneled houses, while this house lies desolate? Now therefore, thus says the Lord of hosts, consider your ways.
Verse 6 also, brother.
You have sown much, but harvest little. You eat, but there is not enough to be satisfied. You drink, but there is not enough to become drunk. You put on clothing, but no one is warm enough. And he who earns wages to put in the first clothes.
Haggai, I don't know how many of you have ever read this passage. You know the context of this passage? Children of Judah, they were in captivity in Babylon for 17 years. They came back to Jerusalem to build the temple under the leadership of Zerubbabel in 537 BC. The Persian king Cyrus gave a decree, you can go back and build your temple which was destroyed by Nebuchadnezzar. And they started building the temple in Jerusalem. Some local people objected the work. Said, no temple here. You are slaves, you are foreigners, we are the local people here. You cannot build a temple here. You know what did these children of Judah, Israel did? They made palatial, wonderful houses for themselves. That is why the Spirit of God is saying here in verse 4, is it time for you to live? Dwell in your sealed houses, and my house lies in ruins. Temple in Jerusalem, no one bothers. No one is worried about it. I'm busy for my job. I have no time for the Lord. Somehow I want to amass more money. That was the context. Then the Lord calls a guy, go and tell my people, consider your ways. That's a wonderful expression in the book of Haggai. I think 5 times you can see that. Consider your ways. You are sowing much but bringing very little. You are working hard. The temple is in ruins. No one is interested in the work of God. No one is interested in the assembly. There are some responsible people. In India we say responsible people are there. They will take care. I am very busy.
No time for Bible study, no time for prayer. Extra time, part time, overtime, no time for the Lord. Temple is in ruins. No one is interested in the work of God. And they are busy for themselves. Look at verse 6. It is very clear. You have sown much, you bring in very little. You are drinking enough Coca-Cola, but feeling thirsty again. You are eating enough, but you are not satisfied. You have so many blankets, but still feeling cold. And you have 5-digit salary, but it's not going into the pocket. You know what is written there? Your pocket has a hole. What does it mean by that?
Money.
Yes. You're not able to invest anything. No accomplishments in life. No satisfaction because you have a wrong priority in your life. You're worried about your life and your children and your family. The work of the Lord is lying there. The temple is in ruins. Few people are there. Let them do. I am here. I am very busy. This morning the Spirit of God is asking you, what is your priority? Only one thought I shared with you. Since you are risen with Christ, put up your mind on things above. What are your priorities? Where is your mind? And we are wasting time for many momentary things, transitorial things. And I would encourage all of you to live for eternity. Because God has put eternity into our hearts. Where is your possession and what kind of possession you have? And for what are you living on this earth? The Lord is saying, you are resurrected with Him. And put up your mind on things. Secondly, the Lord is going to come. And when He comes, we shall be like Him. We are going to be with Him. And we are destined for heaven. And our citizenship is in heaven. Where is your mind? What are our priorities this morning? The Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. All these things shall be added unto us. You know, when I did a word study on added, in the original it is not added unto us. You know what is written there? Preceding verses, three things are written. Food, shelter and clothing. Don't give priority for that. Give priority for the kingdom of God. Then all these things shall follow you. It's not added. In literal translation it should be follow you. That means you don't have to follow. You don't have to chase. You just take care of my business and then I will take care of you. You put up your mind on heavenly things, spiritual things, and all these things shall be following you. You don't have to chase, and these things will follow you. You will not have place to keep these things in your life, but if you are trying to chase, you will never get it. You will never be satisfied. This morning, the Spirit of God is saying, seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. All these things shall be following in your life. 17 years back, when I left my hometown, everybody said, don't go to Bihar, because they all loved me. They said, you can be in our assembly. You can serve the Lord in our assembly, because we had a wonderful assembly. I said, no, I'm going to go. I'll come back in 2 years. And I went with this Bible. And my assembly gave me 3,000 rupees as pocket money. When I look back in my life, when I gave priority for the Lord and His work, though I was unfaithful, there were so many infirmities in me. When I look back, I can say confidently that if we put our trust in the Lord and put up our mind on things above,
the Lord will take care of the rest of the things in His own time in a beautiful way. I want to challenge all the young people who are sitting here. Where is your mind? And what is the purpose of your life? Since you are risen with Christ, put up your mind on things above. The Lord will take care of the rest of the things. How is your life? Where is our mind? Is it earthward, downward, or upward? Since we are risen with Christ, let us put up our mind on things above. Let us seek His kingdom first, and all these things shall follow our life. And the Lord is faithful, and when the Lord continues to speak to our hearts as we worship the Lord, thank you so much for listening. May the Lord bless us together.